What's the title?
If there's hell below,
we're all gonna go. That's a hell of a statement. Track one. Hey.
Hello and welcome to the If There Is Hell Below podcast with me, Callum Eckersley.
And me, Rob Morgan.
That was a Cherry Glazer. Two R's on that.
Yeah.
On the Glazer.
Please.
They are Burger Records alumni, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first place I heard of them anyway. But that single you can go and download for absolutely nothing, just free, because it's part of the new Adult Swim 2015 single series thing they do. They always have good stuff up on the Adult Swim thing.
How do they get that?
I don't know.
They always get the good shit in.
They do, yeah.
Adult Swim is something that... it's...
I don't really understand what it is. Is it like a kids' program?
It's after Cartoon Network.
Right, okay.
And it's just like... I'd say cartoons for adults.
Sure.
Cartoons for nerds and stoners, I think.
Right, okay.
Is what it is. Like, what's that cartoon that I've tried to get into... but isn't that funny with they're all like junk food.
I don't know.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Not that funny. I really...
Yeah. The one that like there's that's on the Danger Doom album loads and they sound, they've got little voices speaking and it's...
Yeah, him and Philo, they fucking love it.
Yeah.
They go mad for it.
I don't understand it.
Maybe I need to be
on
that Philo shit to get into it. Oh, yeah. Would you like some hip-hop?
I'd love it.
This is one of those hip-hop tracks that has a bit of that doomy film noir funk going on with instrumental sounds that sound like they could be something from a spy film.
Yeah.
Like a good 90-minute art film, black and white probably, or like filter, like an Instagram filter.
Okay, yeah. Dark.
And it's just literally music like this, instrumental, maybe some rapping, you know, bring it up to 2015.
Sure.
Just a spy spying a spy on another spy who is spying the spies who were being spied on by a bigger spy.
Right, okay, yeah. I know the kind of film. One of the Bourne films, but...
But
moodier.
No talking.
No talking at all.
No talking.
Okay. Not much like
that. No fighting.
Okay, so just sort of skulking around corners.
A lot of looking around corners.
A lot of cafe scenes.
A lot of... you don't see them in the modern spy films, but I think that it should be something that's brought back. Newspapers with eye holes
cut out of them.
Yeah. Binoculars. A lot of binocular use.
Yeah.
No gun.
No, there's no fighting.
Because this is a very deep down... This is a very political film.
Yeah.
And this is actually quite a political song. It's a track called No Filter. It's the brackets clean version. I tried to find the dirty version, Callum. Doesn't exist.
Okay. Just don't call it a version then.
Yeah. Because I'm going to want to find that parental advisory sticker.
That's what we want.
I knew a kid who I mean, this is already weird. He's a kid who is like 12 into the beautiful South, right?
Right, okay.
And there was a swear word on one song. And his parents recorded it on tape, got rid of the swear word, and then let him listen to it.
Oh, God, that's a lot of effort. What did they record over the swear word?
I don't know. I would run away.
Yeah.
Because my dad is a fucking grass. Anyway, okay. So this is a song, no filter. And I'm going to read like a little bit about it. Here we go. Cormega. Do you know Cormega?
I've heard the name. I know the person who's featuring.
Rock Marciano, who's great. Marco Polo, do you know much of his...
I know Marco Polo, little bits and pieces.
Cuts of this with DJ Skiz. I think, basically, they've taken some of his samples, his work.
Okay.
Marco Polo's done the production on it. Got these two guys over the top. There's some great scratching in it, so it takes you back.
Yeah.
And... there's also an audio clip from Malcolm X referencing the police and the white press. And it's got a bit of boom bap feel to it, but also great on a spy versus spy. No filter, clean.
Mars. Mega. What up?
You all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. I'm just trying to live comfortable. But it's hard to appear modest and humble in convertibles. Or the maybe with the curtain droop. Furs a baby blue, Persian lady view. Pearly gator shoe, early making loot. Like the youth on the paper route. School what they pursue. If shit don't bring the table food, shake a boot. High maintenance, condos with fireplaces. Wine tasters, live gangsters with fly faces. Five spacious, geishas, Versace vases. Proud of aviators, waving at neighbors with crusaders. Imagine if I would've stayed sedated. And waving nickel platers at haters and catching cases. It never turned what I put on pages in the papers. I probably would've made the papers for pulling capers or making sure no bullets wasted. But what good is hatred?
I was trapped on them packed corners, lacked order, cooked up in tap water, looked up to Pat Porter, etc. The black Jordans reflecting, was it worth all I invested? Indeed, my daughter's conception encouraged my exit. Wrongs I corrected with righteous ways, broke light and haze, and sour the next man trying to make it. Time's wasted when you live fast and die faithless. Oblivious to your divine nature, lies plague us. True is freedom to find greatness, requires patience. Is needed while thinking of ways to acquire paper. Inspires hatred, as if love lacks motivation. Closed minds only know my math when there's open cases. Subtract that from your contact list. You just a schemer who can't conceive the depths of mega thinking is immeasurable. I'm a lyrical resurrected phoenix in a seven speed and listening to Malcolm X speeches.
Once the police have convinced the public. That the so-called Negro community is a criminal element. They can go in and question. They can go in, brutalize. They can go in, murder. Let us come together against the common enemy.
In the zone like vintage penny wearing phones. Hit the block so hard I grip a pen with hands of stones. I spar with adversity, the bars of verses be so godly. I conquer serpent beasts with murking beats and certainly putting in work for me, no days off verbally. I burn in the first degree, learn urgency. Earning in the urban street, the purpose was to purchase keys and open new doors. This is real, so my words are deep.
Check it. Deep as a billionaire's pockets. Deeper than the look in my optics. Deeper than they drop wooden boxes. Next to the foxes, the glocks by my low boxes. Blowing pot shots of ghost lager. God is my ghost rider. Tell promoters put toast on the show rider. If not, roll like a tire. Esquire, flyer. I keep two texts to fire. Like Spencer for hire. Never expire. 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 Expire.
See you after.
That was a band called The Obliques. You may remember last week that I played a guy called Andy Ketch to close us out of the podcast.
Yeah.
He had a song that sounded a bit Bob Dylan-y.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great.
Yeah, it was very good. I enjoyed that.
It was excellent. And I emailed Andy to let him know we played him on the podcast. And he said, oh, by the way, I'm also in this band as well in Chicago called The Obliques. And it's him and his brother, Lee. Yeah. And that's them. They sound great. Sound like Teenage Fan Club.
I was going to say, mate, sound like your boys.
Yeah.
The Fannies.
Yeah, it's brilliant. They've got a little two-track EP single thing on Bandcamp, which you can download for free.
Yeah.
So that go to theobliques.bandcamp.com.
And his other album's free.
His other album's free as well, and that's really, really good as well.
Can you pay what you want?
I think you can pay what you want in the other one, and this one's free.
Oh, come on.
He's brilliant. Everything I've heard from him has been great.
You can get so much good free music, Callum.
You can.
If you want. You don't even have to, like, you know... You don't even have to pay for music and you still get a rich, legal stream of music.
Yeah.
Music's all right in 2015.
Oh, it's great.
To some. Anyway, I might take you back in my reference a while. Because this next track reminds me... It's got that kind of Bob James vibe. That kind of... reminds me of those records that people would flick through whilst crate digging.
Yeah.
The sort of jazz records that not weird or cool enough to hang on like a label like Impulse Records or Blue Note or Verve or one of the smaller labels. And it's not like a pop record that, because it's not quite immediate enough or features somebody cute enough to be on a TV show. But, so it's a bit like that. It's got that sort of Bob James, David Axelrod, and even the late James Last feel. And in a sort of, that time has been a bit better to those guys.
Yeah.
In that their sort of footprints are all over other people's records as producers, arrangers, composers. And in the futures, their craft was reimagined in hip-hop samples and inspiring other musicians. But anyway, this guy, Mocky, is that kind of guy. He's we played him before, but he's collaborated with Chilly Gonzalez, Feist, Kalela, and Miguel Atwood Ferguson, who does a bit with Flying Lotus.
Yeah.
And he was Ace. And he's put out a few four or five albums, mixtapes, something we featured only like a few months back, and that was from like just a little mixtape thing, which was really good. But they were a little bit more electronic. But this album, which I believe is his fifth, is called Key Change, and it's an album which is more analog, but recorded with modern techniques, and in a really good interview with Fact, he says how he likes to imagine how far Miles Davis would have gone if he had Pro Tools.
Yeah,
it's quite nice. So it's with that sort of jazz,
good point,
analog aesthetic, but with the fact that, you know, if these boys were still around, they would have been using these modern techniques and using these things and exploring how far you could go with music that way.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this is a track called Time Inflation Brackets Message to R2.
Thank you. floor talk.
Yo, I look up to the sky and ask God what to do. He said, get money. I said, aight, true. I said, what's the meaning of life? He said, man, Q, I've been trying to figure that one out. Just like you. I said, how you not know? You the one that put us here. He said, think about y'all and all the kids that you rear. I'm like, ain't you God? He said, ain't you God's too? I asked, ain't you God? He said, ain't you God's too? I'm kinda geeked, I ain't hardly eat. A little pot keep me higher than an ostrich beak. I done heard a lot of speak, but ain't seen a lot of growth. I'm sensing a whole lot of grief, but hearing a lot of hope. What's really going on? Seems like yesterday everything's where it belonged. And something went wrong, same old song, shave, shit, shower. Something felt gone, maybe it's the drink, maybe need to put down a bottle. Or maybe I'm drunk, maybe it's the weed, maybe stop hitting them high notes. Or maybe I'm stunk right now, maybe I'm high on life. In a room all alone getting crunk right now. I don't need those filling up right now. Nigga might cut the bass from the trunk right now. Gotta hush right now, cause a nigga living life in a rush right now. Think the world's got me in a clutch right now. Gotta find me an angel I can touch right now.
The world kept turning and the paper kept burning and the drinks kept flowing and the party keep going and the bills stay coming till the body stopped running. Yeah, the paper kept turning and the world kept burning.
I looked up to the sky and asked God what to do. He said, get money. I said, aight, true. I said, what's the meaning of life? I said, man, Q, I've been trying to figure that one out, just like you. I said, how you not know? You the one that put us here. He said, think about y'all and all the kids that you rear. I'm like, ain't you God? He said, ain't you God's too? I asked, ain't you God? He said, ain't you God's too?
8 in the morning, woke up, pray to the Lord. Thanks for the ride, thanks for the day, thanks for the good and the bad times. Shit, thanks for the time, stretching my yawn, roll over beats for the bomb. Walk up the line, soul in a song, spirit exists in a song. Now I'm alive, 8 in the morning, woke up, pray to the Lord. Thanks for the ride, thanks for the day, thanks for the good and the bad times. Shit, thanks for the time, stretching my yawn, roll over beats for the bomb. Walk up the line, soul in a song, spirit exists in a song. Now I'm alive, now I'm alive.
Love you all. Thank you. My brother Chris Keys. Thank you, man. I go by the name of Quelle Chris. Innocent Country. This is the end.
That was Quelle Chris, I Ask God. I never knew how to pronounce his name before he said it within that song.
It's handy, isn't it?
It's really handy, and I wish more people would do it.
Anthony Fantano said his name out loud, and yeah, that was helpful.
Yeah.
It's helpful when people do that.
Yeah, because I've had issues with Ty Siegel. I had that issue for quite a few years.
Well, we've given up and we just call him Ty Siegel now.
Yeah, I think that is his name now.
Ty Segal.
But I was calling
it?
Ty Segal before. I think Siegel's right.
Is it?
Yeah, but we were calling Ty Segal for a long time.
Michael Cronin. I think it might have been the other way around, mate. We might have.
Oh, I don't know. I call him Ty Siegel.
What's Michael Cronin?
Michael Cronin. I was calling him Mikal Cronin for ages because of the way it's written.
Okay.
It looks odd. Quelle Chris, I was calling Kel Chris, then Quell Chris, now Quelle Chris. Done.
Cheers.
Problem over. Sorted.
Exactly. We can move on now.
Yeah. Anyway, that song's called I Ask God. That is from his new Innocent Country mixtape. And it's got great lyrics.
Yeah. Well, last week, who was asking, he says, am I a God? Chester Watson.
Yeah.
Was saying, am I a God?
And what Quelle Chris is saying is, everyone's a God.
Yeah.
Look at the God within yourself. Look at the children you're rearing.
And which Chester Watson's saying, I am a God.
Yeah, you are, Chester.
Yeah, we're all gods.
We're all gods. Look at the power within yourself, is what Quelle Chris is saying, in a nice way.
Believe in yourself.
Yeah. Cheers, Quelle.
Yeah, cheers for that positive thing. Anyway, so we're going to go from positivity to some medicine for all of you. At least once a okay. month, you need a little regular shot of progressive rock music.
And you're here to give it, Dr. Morgan.
I am here, Dr. Morgan. Do not skip this track, because I can tell. Okay? And plus, you're missing out on some good shit.
You're giving him a nice warning now as well.
Exactly.
You know what's coming.
I shouldn't have done that. Because, you know, like, when you are getting an immunization, you sometimes wish that you didn't know that it was going to happen. You just want it to...
Oh, yeah. When I got my jabs for Cambodia, it was great. They just sort of did it. Whereas when you're a kid, they go like, look at the thing, look at the teddy. And then they get you in.
And you're tensing up.
Yeah, and you know what's coming.
So just fucking loosen up, man. This prog's going to flow over you, and it's going to take you in all little interesting directions. There's some great synths. There's some ace harmonies on this.
If it's any comfort, I'm not usually a progman, but I love this track. It's decent.
If you liked that Danny James etc. record from earlier this year, Pear, then you will love this, and you should love that record anyway. It's one of the best of the year. I love the theatre of this track. I love the jams. I love the tight drumming, the little falsetto bits. It's painless, the falsetto. It's nice. I like the length. I like the little journey. It's something that came out last year by Once and Future Band. It's an album called Brain, and it's a nice little record. It's a sort of four track EP, LP, mini album, and it's being reissued on cassette by your boys at Burger Records.
Oh, cool.
And Once and Future Band, Joel Robin Al on keyboards, Raj O'Har on your drums, Ellie Eckert on bass guitar vocals, and they've been playing with Drunk Horse, Howling Rain, East Bay Grease, and a few other things. This is a track called Brain.
Thank you.
absolutely harmless, that. But it's not harmless, like, it's sort of, you know, it was forgettable.
It was epic.
It was epic. That's a good... It's got some great funk on it as well. Yeah. What do you think of bands with people who are really good at playing instruments?
I like them.
That's... I've got some bare musicians in my choices this week.
Yeah.
So you're mocking.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's good to have...
You've got some goddamn musicians.
Hey, I'm not disrespecting your musicians.
You're really the best, not better. Not be, mate.
Bit of yin to the yang.
Yeah. Yeah, good to have a bit of balance.
Don't worry. Got some more jazz for you in a bit.
Nice. Next up for me is a lovely bit of garage rock stuff.
Yeah.
This guy, Rich Crook, was a member of the Retards, with obviously Jay Retard. He's a member of the Lost Sounds. He recorded some stuff under a guy name of Lover.
Lover. How's that spelled?
Lover, and just exclamation mark.
Oh.
That's, you can take it.
Lover?
Yeah.
Actually, that's more of a question mark than that.
Yeah. Good question mark with followed by an exclamation mark.
One of my favourite joining of the punctuations.
I like that. Anyway, he's got a new band called Thing. All capitals.
Oh. Because he can go, it's one of those bands where you can go, oh, what's this thing you're doing at the moment? You know, it's just a thing. What's this music you're doing? No, it's just a thing. Just a thing.
Just a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like, I mean, they won't say it like that. You know, like I saw, like, there was a restaurant called Somewhere Else. So you can go, so people like, oh, yeah, so like, it's such a good name because, like, you'll go, where are you going? Not Somewhere Else. Oh, you're going to Somewhere Else. Yeah, I'm going Somewhere Else.
Yeah.
You know, those
inspired. Inspired. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that's commonplace.
They're better than that.
Yeah. Anyway, Thing is brilliant. This is from LPSSLD033.
Ooh, good. What is that?
It's a punchy name, but that's what it's under on the Bandcamp. I think it's from the...
They're snappy with the... Because he likes to go very basic with the band names.
Yeah, good on him. Good on him. Anyway, it's called Out of Control.
Out of control, let's go.
That is The Fetals, who is Jolan, who has been in the Pink Teens and Temple Songs.
Okay.
Who are both, well, I think they're sort of the same band now. I think the Temple Songs became the Pink Teens. And now he's got his thing, The Fetals, which he is signed to Punk Slime.
Okay.
For an album. That track is called Fine. It's a debut single from his album, which he's got coming up on that. But it's brilliant. I really like it. It reminds me of Alex Turner.
Really?
Voice, but not a specific time of Alex Turner. It was when he did the soundtrack for that shit film, Submarine.
Oh, I hated that film so hard.
Crap film, but the soundtrack...
20 minutes I got into that.
Yeah. But Alex Turner's soundtrack for that was actually really nice and had lovely lyrics, and his voice sounded a bit like Jolan's does there.
Hmm.
So I'm not talking about Arctic Monkeys, I'm talking about specifically that Alex Turner on that soundtrack.
Okay.
But I really like it. And anyway, yeah, check the album that's coming out on Punk Slime.
Do you mind if I put in the blurb with an Alex Turner-esque banger?
Probably, yeah, I do.
Okay, I will, because we could do with the attention. Okay, so this is something that's definitely going to get people... It's getting me excited. Greg Folk Group have a new album out. One of my favourite modern jazz players, Greg Folk Group. And they're on their fourth album. It's called Dancers at the Edge of Time. And it was recorded in an ancient church... And that's getting you salivating. in the Isle of Wight, across like the hottest summer, hottest weekend of the summer.
Nice.
And it was also, and if you're into this shit, it was recorded directly to 1-inch tape. For all you people who are into that analog recording, it makes a difference, mate.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like when sound recorded, sound carrier, should I say? You get that nice thick sort of. You get a lovely warmth.
Yeah.
And yeah, they recorded that straight to tape. And it kind of reminds me, Callum, and again, this is going to get a lot of you excited, of a crisp summer morning.
Nice.
You know, when, I mean, you don't see any grass. I don't see any grass for miles in the morning, just concrete.
Yeah.
But you know, when you see that nice dew on the grass.
I know, yeah.
And it's nice and foggy.
Yeah.
And you know what that means? When it's foggy, always in the summer, always means you're going to get a great hot day.
Yeah.
This sounds like a summer morning. This track's called The Hunt.
Wasn't that lovely?
I really liked that, Callum.
Yeah. Sometimes I like to listen to a bit of acoustic
guitar.
That was a song by a guy called Habermann, and I'm going to try and pronounce this. It's called Vida Murta Vida de in Merlo.
Yeah.
Did I do all right there? Did my best.
Yeah, you did your best,
mate. My very best.
Callum, can I ask you what scenario you'd like to listen to that?
On a car journey.
Okay.
Through the bit of America where there's just nothing, like wilderness.
Can I go one step further in the scenario I'd like to be in?
Go on.
I'd like to be going through the same place.
Sure.
On one of those pickup trucks.
Yes.
Sat on a bale of hay.
Nice.
And it's at the magic hour, or the golden hour, whatever they call it.
Witching hour?
No, you know, like the most photogenic hour when the sort of sun's going
down. Oh, dusk type.
The sun's going down. It's a really good moment to film stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrence Malick used to like do films just in that hour every day because everything looks really good.
Nice. That's a good little fact.
Yeah. And, you know, I'd be drinking, probably knocking back a little hip flask or something.
Are you with pals? Are pals in the back of there with you? Or is it just you? You could be on the road to another job somewhere.
Actually, do you know what? I could do with some mates there.
Yeah?
But we'd be there and Habermann would just be picking.
Maybe hitching a ride from one farm to another to go and do some cider picking.
That sounds horrible. You don't pick cider.
Pick apples for the cider.
Pick the... Just getting straight to it. Just Strongbow just hanging from trees.
Yeah, pick the cans.
What a wonderful world. Ooh. Actually, I don't like Strongbow's not that good a world.
I don't like cider at all.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is from the Fat Cat. Fat Cat do like a demo series every week.
Okay.
And that is this week's Fat Cat demo. Apparently, it says these songs were birthed out of Habermann's desire to create a language-free space in which spontaneous sounds and formal elements of composition combine and take precedent over the spoken or sung word.
Instrumental, then?
It's instrumental, yeah. It's instrumental guitar.
That's what he meant?
Yeah. And it was lovely.
It was lovely, mate. Made me think a bit. But if we're on the back of that truck and he starts, like, doing, like, I don't know, like a kooky version of We're Up All Night to Get Lucky... Like an acoustic version.
Push him
I'm
off
like,
the truck.
Fuck off, Habermann. You're gone.
Yeah. We only want that stuff, Habermann.
Yeah. We'll pick our own cider, thanks. Anyway, this is the last track of this current podcast that's happening now. At IHHB Podcast. That's my Twitter. He's Callum Eckersley.
I am Callum Eckersley. I don't tweet, really. I'm going to get into the swing of it.
Hey, Facebook. And we're going to start doing regular posts. You know, like Monday... is some really good records out. You might know about them.
Yeah.
Or you could start the debate.
Yeah. Yeah, let's have some debates going on there. For God's sake, I'm in need of one.
In it. Do you know what I need to do is a bit of trolling.
Yeah.
So we might troll you. So it could be some April Fools there. So wait until that happens. Anyway, long-running soul artist Bilal is about to release a new album, In Another Life. Not In Another Life. It's called Another Life.
Oh, cool.
And you may remember him from his other albums, but also Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yes, yeah.
AKA the masterpiece.
Oh, yeah. 2015's masterpiece.
Well, he's on it. He's on this album, Kendrick.
Cool.
Kendrick's back. Really need you to do some live gigs and get that vinyl version of the album out, Kendrick,
please,
if you can sort that out, please.
These festivals off. I don't want to see you before Libertines. I want to see you in a venue.
And I do not want to see you before Avicii either.
Yeah. Please, for the love of God, just do some shows.
Bunts, mate.
I know, but do you think you'd do O2 here?
Yeah, I think that's where he's going to be. And maybe Bilal will turn up.
Yeah.
And play this song, Pleasure Toy, featuring Big Crit.
Who's a great guy.
Yeah. Oh, the album, again, is produced by Adrian Young, who is also putting out... The sequel to his album with Ghostface Killer.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
So Ghostface Killer is ridiculously busy.
Yeah,
spreading himself too thin.
I don't know. I've liked everything he's done. Bad, not good.
It was pretty good.
It's pretty good. I need to go back and
about
visit.
A 7 out of 10.
I need
still
to go
good.
Back and have another listen to that.
Anyway, this is, I put this at the end because I think this is the sort of song where you can, you know.
Oh, okay. What?
You know.
That can mean many things.
Lay it to rest.
Oh, okay, okay.
Sweet poon or sweet peen.
So people have just been waiting to do that for the whole podcast. You can do it now.
I think people might have done it during Once in a Future. I don't think that anybody listens to this whilst getting in the mood or during or any time. But I'd like to think they do, mate.
We don't know.
Mail it ifthereishellbelow.com or...
comment on our Facebook.
If you're a little bit more exhibitionist, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah.
We'll retweet you.
Or we'll spark a debate.
Yeah, it's natural. We're not sleazy. This is a track called Pleasure Toy, which isn't a sleazy track. It kind of sounds like Prince. See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, just call me, baby. be right here for you. I'll be a pleasure to you. Play this record. Just rock. Rock it in harmony, baby. In harmony.